Whoa! Thank you, Tombs. Let's see, we've got Mike on guitar, Carson on bass, Andrew on drums. Thank you very much. When you get a little bit of chance to breathe, can we talk Tombs?
Absolutely.
All right. We just heard Seven Stars, the Angel of Death. And, you know, and I wanted to mention you guys have a new record out that Relapse just put out called Winter Hours. And it's a beautiful package. Who did the artwork on it? You need to talk into a mic.
So, yeah, our good friend Thomas Hooper.
Oh, he's a tattoo artist.
Yes, he is.
Mm-hmm. I know his work. I actually don't know his work in print, but I do know it in the flesh.
He's a fantastic human being.
Well, that always adds a plus to it, doesn't it?
One of the few, yeah.
Oh, you have a short list?
You're on it, though, Diane.
Oh! Thank you. So we heard Seven Stars, the Angel of Death, which is on the new record. We heard The Great Silence, which is also on the new record. Filled with Secrets, which is also on the new record, called Winter Hours. Monuments is not on the new record. Okay. Golden Eyes, and then To Cross the Land. Yeah, come on in. I was looking for the band members, and they're here. I thought they were in the other room. All right, let's see. Speak. Da, 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 da. Joe Belock, handling. I told you he'd be doing more than helping us park our cars today. I have your mics on. So I just back announced your set. And how long did it take to record the new record?
About 9 days. 9 or 10 days, give or take.
Hang on a minute. Do I have you in here? Wait a minute.
Plus thousands of hours of rehearsal.
You know what? You need to say that again. Sorry, I didn't have you in program. How long did it take to record the record?
About 9 to 10 days, plus thousands of hours of rehearsal.
Oh, at least thousands of hours. And how old is the material? Because you have two other releases.
That's correct.
Yeah.
The material on the record, on the LP, Winter Hours, is about a year old, I would say. Within 12 months, you know.
And you're going to be hitting the road. You have some amazing dates coming up. First of all, you just got off a tour, right?
Yeah, it was a short tour. We were fortunate enough to go out with the amazing band Dysrhythmia, who blew my mind every single night.
Yeah, they're insane. Yeah.
You know, really, really nice guys, too, as well. And we're also fortunate enough to have been invited to go on tour with Pelican and Wolves in the Throne Room. After that, Intronaut, and then the one that we just found out today, Enslaved, Wolves in the Throne Room as well.
So well,
we
that's three. A reason to celebrate. That's going to be killer. I mean, you really do have some... this may be your year, you know.
it's definitely a year. You know, I don't like to assign any kind of expectations to anything. You know, I just know that we're going to work hard and continue to try to push ourselves.
So touring with Enslaved, May and June, with Wolves in the Throne Room, touring with Intronaut and Bison BC in April and May, Tombs touring in March and April with Pelican and Wolves in the Throne Room. Again, and then you have some shows coming up the 20th, which is Saturday, right, at Cafe Metropolis in Wilkes-Barre?
I believe that's a Friday.
Oh, is it a Friday?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a Friday night out in Cafe Metropolis with the Wayward, and mm-hmm. then the next day is our heavy metal doubleheader.
Oh, woohoo!
Which is going to be a lot of fun. We're looking forward to that. those two shows mm-hmm. for a really long time. So, yeah, afternoon show, ABC No Rio, Black Anvil, Woe from Philly, and Bastard Sapling featuring Greg Ernst from Celebrity Murders, Murdoch, whatever, all those bands.
I love Elway.
Elway's great, man.
Yeah.
Excellent guy.
Yeah.
The evening show is the Death by Audio record release extravaganza with engineer Wayward Defeatist.
That's going to be great. And the Tomb's website is filledwithsecrets.com. You can also find them on MySpace. It's myspace.com/tombsbrooklyn.
That's correct.
But it's BKLYN.
Yes.
Right. And it's the same site, magically.
You end up
in the same place. And their previous records you can find, are they both on Black Box?
That's correct.
Okay, so it's blackboxrec.com and relapse.com. Did you, so the split is red vinyl.
There's actually a couple of different iterations. We sold out of the red vinyl, and we're repressing that onto gold vinyl with a different screened cover.
Mm-hmm.
So those are actually on their way back from the plant, so we should have all that stuff for the tours coming up.
Oh, right. Yes, merch. Merch is very important to have for the tours.
Yep.
What kind of merch are you going to have?
Well, we're going to have this brand new record with us, vinyl, as well as CD.
Mm-hmm.
Stuff available on Black Box, which is the EP, and the split 12-inch with Planks, the German band. And a plethora of t-shirts and long sleeve and short sleeve variety, patches, the whole gamut of merchandise.
Anything unusual, like eye patches?
I think that pirate thing kind of went out in the 90s with like emo. So like, you know, there's you remember that?
Is the pirate thing associated with emo?
Well, you know, you remember
good
like
God.
You remember like back in the late 90s, there was like all those emo bands like J-June, and they thought they were pirates, and they always had pirate stuff on their merch shirts and all that. Then of course there was Pirate's Cove in Allentown.
Right.
Which
right.
was like a house, you know, and it had this pirate thing going on and a lot of noisy
so we
screamo
can blame
bands
Allentown for the pirates for the surge in the pirate merchandise.
I'm gonna blame Araby from J-June on that whole thing. Because I think she introduced the whole pirate aesthetic into emotional hardcore.
I guess I kind of missed a lot of those bands, on purpose, probably. But so you're not going to do the eye patch thing then?
No.
No, no. What kind of merch would you, if you had some kind of like crazy unlimited budget, would there be something really interesting, like a Tomb's, like a headstone?
I was thinking like something? A sword or something like that, you know, like a broadsword.
Or maybe Tomb's Riot shotguns.
Yeah, there you
like
go.
That.
Shotguns. Shotguns and swords, maybe.
And what are your followers called?
We don't really. I don't even
They're
know
not
if we
like
have
the
any followers.
Two.
Like my mom likes the band,
yeah.
So I don't know.
My mom and dad come to the shows and buy t-shirts.
Oh, good. Yeah. Do they wear the t-shirts?
They do. She
awesome.
Wears it when she shops at Walmart, South Jersey.
I think that Walmart needs to see more Tomb's t-shirts. Would you consider marketing to Walmart?
I haven't really thought about that. That's an interesting question. I don't know, man.
I had a nightmare the other night, actually, that we had some exclusive t-shirt deal with Hot Topic, and they would only sell our things at Hot Topic, and it really freaked me out, actually. I thought we were going to do a Hot Topic tour, and, it was upsetting, so.
And then they would put, like, their logos all over your stuff?
Yeah.
Oh, and speaking of stuff, there's probably more equipment in the live room for a three-piece band than there usually is for, like, a five or six piece band. It's almost, are you trying to like see whose stack is higher? Is there like a height thing? Like a.
Nah, not really, man. We just believe in like free expression.
Well, Mike just started doing the amps on top of the cabinets after a mishap on tour with one of his
Oh, what was the mishap?
I plugged in and turned on the power and then the light turned on and then turned off immediately. So, I mean, some kind of.
Oh, and that's when you were using one amp.
Well, I was using two, but I had a spare in the van, and I pulled it out and stacked them on top of each other. And
then it looked so massive.
But also, it decreases the footprint, too, because oftentimes we're playing in these, like, tiny places, you know. Like, so you want to decrease your footprint for maximum impact, hence the stacked cabinets and amps.
Yes,
you know?
Yes, the wall. The wall is quite imposing, I have to say. The Tomb's
wall. Mine actually
used
to be side-by-side, but then... We did a radio show last week at WKDU, and I figured I'd stack them on top of one another, and it ended up looking good.
Mm-hmm.
Decreasing floor space.
I mean,
but also, if you remember, Breathe and Resist had quite a Matt Whitey wall of amplification behind them, too.
And they had the lights, too.
The lights.
They blind the audience with their lights.
Yeah. Steve, the sexy singer guy, they had him. They had Evan Patterson. Outstanding people.
Mm-hmm.
And attractive, you know? I mean,
that always helps, you know?
It does.
It's Louisville.
Are you getting, like, the boy band kind of thing going on at all? You getting that kind of following?
No.
Well, I don't know why. Your stuff is very appealing. So now that you have a new record out, you're behind it and doing some touring. Is there anything else on your schedule?
Well, between the Intronaut Bison tour and the Pelican Wolves in the Throne Room tour, we're going to be home for 2 weeks, and we're playing a show at, what's the name of that place?
Public Assembly.
Oh, right.
With Genghis Tron and...
That's an amazing show.
Black Anvil. And Wet Nurse.
That looks like it is April 12th.
Yeah. That should be fun.
That's, yeah.
You know, it's right in the heart of Williamsburg, which is always a pleasure.
Where's your favorite place to play?
I'm expecting the city of Richmond, Virginia. Oh, yeah. Anywhere in the city of Richmond, Virginia.
Yeah.
Really?
Anywhere in Richmond, man. Richmond's
they're
like,
just open.
It's a far out place, man. There's a lot of good friends down there. My one of my oldest friends, Dave Whitty, lives down there.
Oh, he does. That's right. And Elway lives down there.
Elway, actually, I ran into Elway 2 years ago. I had no idea he lived in Richmond.
Mm-hmm.
But he had completely gone native, man. No shirt, cut off shorts.
I can see that. Getting ready to jump into a lake. That's easy
it
for Elway to do. Yeah.
It was like that scene in Apocalypse Now when they roll up to, you know, Colonel Kurtz's camp, and he recognizes, like, the guy who went up the river before him, who had went native, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And that's kind of what it was like when I saw Elway down in Richmond. He was half naked, you know. It's crazy.
If you want to see Elway half naked... that ABC No Rio show was February 21st. And Andrew, where's your favorite place to play?
Same thing.
Really?
Richmond, Virginia. Nara Sushi.
What? Oh, is that the all-you-can-eat sushi place?
Absolutely.
I've been there. I've been there.
Punk rock shows there.
Yeah.
They hook it up, and I love sushi.
Mm. So what's not to like then? And how long is the drive to Richmond from here?
It's depending on the traffic. I would say 6 hours, between 6 and 9 hours.
So have you played there just in like a weekend thing? Like, is it worth it for you to just like pop down and pop up?
We try not to, you know, to play there just as a one-off, but we have in the past, you know. But like we played this fest down there. It was like doom and black metal bands called Heart of Winterfest back in December.
Yeah, Withered played that.
Yeah, Withered. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of great bands. Black Anvil played, Woe. And, you know, how can you not drive down for that? And then... That was a lot of fun, and it was good just to chill with everyone down there. But I try to play like a grouping of shows around that area.
Mm-hmm.
I'd say the default favorite place to play is the Richmond of the United Kingdom, Nottingham.
Oh, really? Tell me about Nottingham.
That was fun.
Yeah, we played there on the last European tour, and it was like the Richmond of England, you know? It was... a bro town, you know. There's some killer bands from there too. There's you know, Dead in the Woods, which is like
what a
guys
great name.
Army of Flying Robots. Just like there was like tons of people at the show. It was like a really good time.
Well, it's always good to know, and the listeners do want to know, like, where, you know, where the pockets are, where to vacation, where to go, and where there's going to be some good shows and that kind of thing.
Nottingham.
Mm-hmm.
The only problem with Nottingham and all of the UK is that you cannot get a decent cup of coffee in the entire country. It just doesn't exist. And to me, that's important. You know, I mean, a lot of people are into tea and all this other kind of, this whole tea trip, you know, but I'm a coffee drinker. And
how did you cope?
You know,
caffeine
pills? I just kind of like went with the vibe. You know, I was went with the vibration of the UK, and I drank their crappy coffee. It bought me out. Then I was back in France after that, which they have great coffee.
There was a lot of sighing in England.
Oh, all right. The woe is me, the no coffee.
But other than that, there's some cool people there.
Even if they're not drinking coffee. And imagine how cool they would be if they drank coffee.
They would probably be a lot cooler.
We'll let them know that. So, Thank you for playing. Is there anything else you want to tell the FMU audience?
I think we covered the whole gamut of things. You know?
Well, we probably haven't covered the whole gamut of things.
All the significant bullet items that I had on my priority list, I think we hit, though.
Okay, good.
It's important to be organized.
We've gone over that, the outline, then.
Yeah. I think I faxed you, mm-hmm. the outline.
I think my secretary, I have to ask Joe for that, see if he still has that, right, you know, kind of.
Listening? if Pete Steele of Typo Negative is listening.
And Carnivore.
Hey, man, we're around. You know
and
what I mean?
Fallout.
We're around.
Oh. Oh. Pete Why? Do you want to open for them? Is that a wish?
We
there,
just really
Carson?
Love Pete Steele.
You know? Oh, okay. There's, you know.
Or Wino.
Ah.
You see, yeah, on the last week, the last tour, we hooked up that new Wino record, and it was something we listened to pretty much every day.
Mm-hmm.
Wino's a legit lifer, man.
Oh, that he's guy. The man, yeah.
Inspiration, I would say. He's never been in a bad band. Every band has been awesome. And
that would make sense. You know, he doesn't know how to do music bad.
Exactly.
Yeah, he's an amazing person.
Pick up the new Wino record, man. They have excellent liner notes, too, in there. He just, you know, goes off about all the songs and, like, on the record and what they meant to him and, mm-hmm. you know, how he feels like he has this gift of making music. And, you know, it's really, really cool. You know?
Yeah. He is for real.
Yeah.
So we've got Tombs, MySpace /Tombs Brooklyn. That's the BKLYN. Or www.filledwithsecrets.com. Check out their other releases on Black Box Records, blackboxrec.com. Their new release, Winter Hours, is on Relapse. And again, Carson, Mike, and Andrew, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And Tombs, live on WFMU.